All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Tuesday, May 9th, and the NASDAQ closes in bull market territory. We'll take a look at that and look at what it means. Also, traders tell us that CPI data matters. I'll show you what the markets did yesterday and why traders are focused on Wednesday's report. Also, the debt ceiling, all doom or much ado about nothing. We'll talk about what's going on and how it could impact markets. Plus, Palantir and PayPal on the move after earnings. And can I sell calls on AMD? I'll look at our open positions and we'll take a look to see if I can sell calls and if it makes sense. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. And I'm running the show by myself today, but on most days I'm joined by Marcus Heitkotter, Rockwell Trading's founder. Even though I'm alone, I promise that you're in good hands. You could say we have a ton of trading experience here at Rockwell Trading. We know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell it like it is. So if you're looking at some honest insights into the world of trading, you have come to the right place. And before we dive in and show you our trades, let's see what's going on in these crazy markets. Let me go ahead and bring up a chart of the S&P 500. Now, we talked about it yesterday. Nice comeback on Friday, although it wasn't enough for the S&P to be positive for the week. Yesterday was a diddle day. So yesterday we see here not a whole lot going on. The S&P was able to finish slightly higher by 2 points, which is nothing for the S&P. We can look at a five-minute chart and just see that we were sideways all day long. A little bit of a drop here around 2 p.m. Eastern time, but finishing the day slightly positive in a narrow range. Now, this to me says traders care about CPI, right? When you have a day where there really isn't any news and we really don't have any reports to pay attention to, you can get a drift higher because markets in the long run tend to want to go higher, right? That's just how it is. But we know that CPI data is going to be released tomorrow. And when you have a major report and the market just isn't doing anything, that tells us that this is important. This is significant. So core CPI, CPI data, reports that the Fed uses to make decisions on whether or not they will raise interest rates, keep them the same or decrease rates because of inflation, this is going to be key. Now, if we go over to the CME FedWatch tool, we do see that traders, and we have a lot of time left, 36 days to the next meeting, but right now, 88% probability that the Fed will keep rates the same. And this is what I believe. I do not believe that we're going to raise a quarter point, even though the job market stays strong. What I do believe, though, is that traders are off with the probabilities that they have set based on Fed funds futures on when the Fed will decrease rates. And so we've talked about it, but based on Fed funds futures, the traders expect that at least right now, the Fed will decrease rates by 0.25% in September, another 0.25% in November, another 0.25% in December. But based on the data, based on what the Fed's been saying all along, they know that inflation is a sticky subject and it's difficult to maintain or actually control. Their target would be 2% inflation. We're at, around 5. And that to me means that the Fed's going to keep rates the same rather than be cutting them towards the end of the year. That's, yet to be seen. And we do have a lot of time left before the next Fed meeting. But right now, traders betting on a rate cut in 3 meetings from now. We'll see if that ends up being the case or not. But with quiet markets, and even today, we look at a 5-minute chart. We see that the S&P opened lower and has really just been choppy, not moving a whole lot at all. A pretty narrow range here from session low around 41.17 to session high, 41.27, 28-ish. A 10-11 point range is pretty small considering most of that trading was in a 5-6 point range and we're an hour and a half into the trading session. So real quiet markets, S&P down a third of a percent right now as I speak. Now, let's take a look at the NASDAQ here, and it's the NASDAQ composite to be exact. The NASDAQ composite is in bull market territory. So nothing but bull for the NASDAQ composite. Now, the NASDAQ composite consists of 3,000 plus stocks on the NASDAQ exchange. Here we see, you know, what is a bull market or how do we define it? Well, from the low, the lowest close that took place in December up until yesterday's close, we're at a 20% gain, a 20% increase. So this is defined by market technicians as a bull market. And that close higher put us there yesterday. Now, the NASDAQ 100, which we could see here as NDX being the ticker symbol, the NASDAQ 100 did enter bull market territory in March, but that consists of 100 stocks. So that's the key difference between the NASDAQ 100 and the NASDAQ composite, where the NASDAQ composite is really tracking the NASDAQ in general with 3,000 plus. So, hey, big news. Does that mean that it's all up from here? Well, not so fast. Looks like we're having a hard time breaking through these highs. And it could be that that's what we need tomorrow in the reports, some catalyst for the market to move higher or lower. But right now, the NASDAQ down a half of a percent. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the debt ceiling. And there is news that President Joe Biden is set to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Tuesday afternoon, which would be today at 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll see if this has any, or, you know, moves the market in any way. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen yesterday on CNBC said that if politicians fail to raise the debt ceiling, it would be an economic catastrophe. And this is absolutely true. Now, do we have to worry about it? Well, hopefully politicians can get their act together because it is really just making sure that the U.S. government can pay debts that they already owe, right? And it would be catastrophic for the market. It would snowball into a bigger situation where the U.S. gets, you know, downgraded because right now the U.S. pays its bills, right? And sure, there's a bigger discussion on, you know, limiting the debt ceiling and scaling back spending. But it is important for politicians to agree to pay the bills that have already basically been accounted for. And in the past, that has always happened. So is this a concern? Well, it's definitely something to be mindful of. And I do believe that now, as we get closer to a decision that needs to be made, you're going to hear about it more, and it could create some volatility in the market just because traders want to grab a hold of something, right? So if it's not the Fed, if it's not the economic calendar, if it's not, earnings, with earnings season winding down, they want to have a reason for the market to move or explain market behavior, market movement. I'm sure it would be a big deal if politicians can't come to some resolution. But in general, and based on what's happened in the past, they understand that it makes no sense to have the U.S. government default, right? And the Fed has basically said, hey, we're out of this. This is not our decision to protect the U.S. from a default. It's a political matter. And hopefully politicians will see that even if there needs to be some sacrifices on spending in the future, that at the very least, it makes no sense to, you know, hurt the U.S. economy at this stage with something that could be avoided altogether. So we'll have to see, but that's definitely going to be a topic that will creep up, and you're going to hear more and more about it. And as we get closer, if there is posturing, and if it does seem like a deal can't be met, you could see some market volatility. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Now, looking at some market movers today, let's take a look at Lucid here. LCID, Lucid Motors down almost 9%. They posted worse than expected earnings, so a bigger loss than expected per share. Also lower revenue, saying that it does have enough cash to continue operating into next year, but things not looking too good for Lucid. Another market mover, Palantir, PLTR is the ticker. And here, the exact opposite, a real nice move, up 21%. So huge move on an earnings beat. We see here that they beat earnings by a penny, but when they expected 4 cents and they got five, that's a big difference there. 26% surprise. Also better than expected earnings or revenue. They beat expectations and they gave a strong outlook for the full year, showing and expecting profitability. Now, PayPal, on the other hand, going back and forth here with how stocks are reacting to earnings. Investors not liking what PayPal had to say, down 11%. That puts this stock near lows that we have not seen since December. And quite honestly, these are lows where we're right around some support. And the next move lower, if this support breaks, gosh, it's hard to see where support would be. So right now, PayPal not looking good. Hopefully for any PayPal investors, support holds up, and this is a bit of an overreaction. But right now, the concern was guidance and in fewer than expected users. So that's not something that investors wanted to see. So PayPal not looking too good. Now let's take a look at some open positions that we are in. And right now, Marcus still has CTRA. He is looking to be able to sell calls on this one at 26. And with a lower start today, that was not possible. But now CTRA up for the day, almost 1%, trading above 25. Not high enough to be able to sell calls at 26, but looking better after the early start this morning. And we'll see if this can continue to drift higher so Marcus can sell calls. Now, yesterday, Marcus talked about Google, and he sold the Google 109 calls, got some decent premium there. So right now, Google having an interesting day. It looked like there was a technical breakout above 109, got up to 110, but has since pulled back, trading at 108.49. So those calls at 109 that he has right now looking pretty good. Might be something to roll if the stock continues to trade at these levels. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the end of the week, if rolling makes sense and if he's able to do that with Google, or who knows? It could be that this is a reversal bar and we dip back into this range here as we get closer to the end of the week. But right now, Google looking pretty good considering the overall market is down. PNC right now trying to figure out what to do as a regional bank with banking issues and concerns. We're still trading at the lower range here, which I'm okay with, but I really just don't want to see this break to the downside and take out these lows. Right now at 115.56, down over 1%, but quite honestly, regional banks are lower. So this is more of a broad market move. PacWest down almost 5%. We could actually go to the heat map here in PowerX Optimizer and see that there's red and green kind of mixed here, but banks in general lower. Bank of America down 0.5%. Wells Fargo down 0.5%. JP Morgan down 1%. And some of the regionals, like TFC, down almost 2%. USB down 1%. PNC, we talked about that, down Fifth Third Bancorp down 1.3%. So it's more of a sector drop, not really related specific to PNC at this point in time. Now, AMD, let's take a look at AMD. So AMD just having an outstanding move the last three trading sessions. I've been keeping an eye on AMD calls. My break even for AMD is around $91. My cost basis is 104. I've been in this trade for a while. I'm comfortable owning AMD, but if we get back up towards those highs that we've seen, I am ready to let this one go. This has not participated in some of the upside that we saw with some of the other semiconductors, like Marcus's position that he had, that he was able to unload in NVIDIA. We could take a look at NVIDIA real quick. NVIDIA, a big, big winner this year, trading at 285. AMD hanging in there. And also, we need to get back up to these levels. And I don't want to wear out my welcome and be in this too long, expecting this to just take off. If it continues to find some resistance and pulls back once it gets above 104. So I'm looking to sell calls. And if I go over to PowerX Optimizer, we could take a look at where we're trading here when we go to the calculator. So if we go to the wheel calculator and we look at the selling call portion for AMD, right now I'd be looking to see what premium I could get for this Friday, the May 12th expiration. And let's go ahead and look at these numbers here. If you've been following along, you know that Marcus and my plan is to collect 30% annualized when we're looking to sell calls. Earlier this morning, there on a pop, the 102 was possible to get 30% annualized. Here, the minimum, this is what this number shows, the minimum that we would want for this Friday would be 35 cents. Right now, based on the bid, that would be possible at the 99, maybe the 100. That's a little too low for where I want to be. I was hoping that we get a little more follow through. We started to see a pop right before I started the video here, and I was hoping we get a move up towards 97, but pulling back after making highs around 10:40 Eastern time. And at this point, I'm not excited in selling calls at the 100 level. I want to be a little closer to my 104 cost basis. I was really eyeing 102. I actually was getting an order ready to try and sell calls at 45 cents for the 102 strike, but just not the case. And right now I will wait. So for me, as far as new positions go, I didn't see anything today that caught my eye, something that I really, really wanted to trade. I do believe that if there is a negative reaction to CPI tomorrow, it'll open the door to new opportunities. I'm happy to get into a trade after the CPI report if there is a move lower. Right now, even though the overall markets are down, it's been a quiet session, so not a whole lot of volatility. So for the rest of the day, I'll keep an eye on AMD. If AMD does continue to rally, I'm going to see if I could sell calls at the 102 strike or higher. But right now, just not the case. So going back to the overall markets, we see again that we're down a little bit. S&P down 0.33%. The Dow basically flat for the session, and the the NASDAQ down 0.5%, but trading right around where we started the day. So not a whole lot going on, and traders definitely waiting for tomorrow's CPI number. So with that said, that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like this video, please give it a like. We appreciate the likes. And also, if this is your first time here, please subscribe so you get notified whenever we go live and when we have a new video available. We love talking the markets, talking trading, and hey, we're trading ourselves. So I hope you enjoyed the video. And until tomorrow, happy trading, everybody.